We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Banger. You got to acknowledge, Solana, that's a banger, right?
It is.
All-timer.
Yeah, I guess.
One of the best bass lines in the history of music.
That's debatable. Would this be on like the Mount Rushmore of Michael Jackson songs?
Yeah, no doubt.
No doubt.
Ooh, Marlins are losing 7-1, by the way. Top of the set.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for that spring training update, Doc.
Anytime.
Oh, yeah. Really appreciate that. Like, I didn't even give it in my headlines because yesterday
I literally just got a push notification and it seemed like a large lead. So, but like, who cares?
But you're like, ooh, Marlins are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, who cares? Like, why did I react that way?
I don't know.
Weird. Oh, my. Marlins 7-1. I wouldn't even care if it was regular season, let alone spring training.
You had it more, not emotional, but like a larger outburst yesterday in the middle of what I thought was a really good debate, by the way. Listen back to part of the show yesterday. At around this same time, Crowder is just saying that the Heat have no dog in them. Like, he's saying something that I thought was worth arguing about because I thought he was wrong, and you, out of nowhere, like you – dejected from the show, and then you come in just very animated, and you're like, this movie is on TV right now. I don't remember what movie.
Blame it on Rio.
Blame it on Rio.
No, that was worth it.
Was it?
That was worth it.
I'm not certain.
I hadn't stumbled across that movie in 30 years, and I'm just kind of, you know, scrolling through my monitor, and Blame It on Rio was on? Holy mackerel.
Brought the whole show to a halt for Blame It on Rio.
Disagree. I thought that actually livened everything up.
All right. Oh, the Marlins are losing a spring training game. 7-1.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. I'm E40 all of a sudden.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh. All right. Let's do headlines here. By the way, we're giving away Heat tickets every day this week. Heat Wizards March 10th at the Kaseya Center. All you have to do is be listening to win. Give away a pair before 6 o'clock. All right, let's get headlines. Marlins still down 7-1. No change in the last few minutes, but I'll keep an eye on it as you give the headlines. Here is Alejandro Solana.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Ooh. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. Ooh. We know trucks.
Ooh.
Tampa Bay leads the Yankees 4-2 right now in the bottom of the 7th. Spring training update, ladies and gentlemen. Because we barely do Marlins updates during the regular season. Like,
no,
until...
I'm not arguing with you. You're 100% right. Yeah. You're 100% right. Josh Appel talks Marlins with us in the next segment.
Can't wait.
Ooh.
Did you know Jesus Luzardo, his nickname was Zeus? Did you know that?
No, I heard you say that in the headlines last hour, and I thought you made it up.
Yeah, it's possible, but I heard Skip Schumacher refer to him as Zeus today when he announced that he would be the opening day starter, and I was shocked that
now,
it's
who
not.
Who is this Skip Schumacher you're talking about?
I think he plays first base for the Marlins. I believe he's the first baseman.
This reminds me of our Panther season preview going into this season. What'd you call Radko Gudas? What'd you call him?
No, I think that was Crowder, right?
No, it was you. It was you, because I said, who do they have? Who have they lost? And you're like, Phil Gudas is gone. I'm like, well, I think it's Radko.
It's a 305.
Dale.
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 God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Joe Cronin, you're going to find out tonight, you bum.
Yeah, you were about to call him a bitch, Jimmy. I liked it.
Shut up.
Yeah, Joe Cronin. You'll find out tonight, Jack. You know what the line is tonight? You want to guess, Solana? Have you looked?
I have not looked. I would imagine the Miami Heat are big favorites, 9.5-point favorites on the road.
I think they're 9.5-point favorites on the road. Everybody will be back. Let's see.
Maybe everybody. There's no word yet on.
Well, Jimmy will be back.
Right. Jimmy will be back. Nico should be back. I haven't seen any word yet on Tyler Hero or Terry Rozier. My guess is they'll just be game time decisions.
Heat are 7-point favorites.
What were they last night? 6.5-point dogs? 7-point
Seven
dogs?
And a half.
Man.
7.5.
Kane's hoops yesterday ended up covering because the line was, 12.5 when it closed?
I think it was 14.5.
they
kept
down,
it close.
But they were down double digits in that second half. And then it was frustrating because I'm about to go on the air for pre-heat. And I think they were down 8. With 2.5 minutes to go, 3 minutes to go. And I'm like, oh, this game is donezo. Then I look up. UNC's at the line, up 3, under 30 seconds to go. They miss both free throws. UM doesn't get the rebound, has to put them back on the line. They miss 2 free throws again.
It happens several times where UM had cut it to 2.
Yes.
And UNC could not hit a free throw, and the Hurricanes could not get a rebound.
Yeah.
It was infuriating. They had chances last night.
Couldn't get a board. And so what, they dropped their 7th straight last night?
Yeah.
7th straight overall?
Yeah.
Man, it's a tough flight back home for Coach L and the Canes.
I don't think so, because I think they were expecting to get their asses handed to them because they were missing Matthew Cleveland last night.
Yeah.
They were missing who else were they missing?
Nigel
Omir
Pack.
Was playing.
I think Nigel Pack.
Nigel Pack was out last night. Yeah.
Yeah, but Hawk, I mean, this is a coach and a team that's gone to the NCAA tournament 2 seasons in a row. And
oh, you're not.
They
no,
had,
no.
They had
I,
deep runs.
I thought you
years.
Were saying that the. I thought you were saying the team was dejected on the. If you're saying Coach L and his staff, I think he is ready to put heads through lockers based on what Joe Zagacki told us yesterday and what's transpired this season.
Yeah, I mean, you lose 7 straight in the ACC after what was supposed to be another spectacular season, because I know they lost a couple guys last year to the NBA draft, but I mean, they got Omir back. They had Nigel Pack back. Those are 2.
And this Matthew Cleveland was supposed to be a difference maker.
Wasn't he a top 5? Recruit coming out of high school. Yeah. So tonight, as Jimmy said, the Heat will play Joe Cronin's bum team, and it'll be a 10 p.m. start time. As Hawk said, Jimmy, Nico, they should be back from suspension. Last night, if you didn't watch or hear the game, one of the most entertaining, fun games of the regular season for the Miami Heat. It's been a really fun 10-game stretch. A couple losses to the Celtics, obviously, and then the All-Star break in between. But the game against the Pelicans on Friday night was really fun. You had the fight, and then Miami comes out in the fourth quarter after that and puts them away. And then last night, Hawk, they're up 20 in the fourth quarter with 10 and some change left in the game. And the Pelicans go on this absurd – excuse me, the Kings go on this absurd run. They hit back-to-back-to-back triples, and they don't miss. De'Aaron Fox starts knocking him down. This Keegan Murray, I mean, he only hits 3s against the Miami Heat. And then the Heat, with 3 minutes and change left, end up salvaging the game. Bam Adebayo, big block, big steal, hit the game-clinching bucket. Jaime Jaquez Jr. looking like Michael Jordan in back-to-back buckets. It was a really fun victory last night. The Panthers, they host the Sabres tonight, 7 p.m.
Sabres.
So it was Anthony Duclair that is supposed to be,
potentially
nearing a return.
So if you recall yesterday on the show, I was saying to Crowder and Solana, hey, I read Somebody, who did I say it was?
You were talking about somebody with the Heat because it was during 15 minutes of Heat. And then you're like, maybe it's the Marlins, maybe it's the Dolphins.
I'm like, somebody is coming back to Miami potentially.
Right.
But I couldn't remember who. And but I thought it was a Dolphins player that I had mentioned might be coming back. Anyway, it was George Richards in Florida Hockey Now that I had read that Anthony Duclair, there's a path for him to be released and then come back to Florida.
The Duke.
That's who it was.
The Duke.
The Duke.
Let's go, man. Bring him back. Looking at pictures, Shohei Ohtani making his Dodgers spring training debut today.
How about that?
Shohei, baby. And Mike McDaniel did speak to the media today. I know we talked about it a little bit in the last hour. He was asked about Christian Wilkins on the roster next year. Says, obviously we want him back. On Tua Tagovailoa, the quote was, he's very encouraged by the prospects of the Dolphins reaching a long-term deal with Tua Tagovailoa. His belief has always been strong in Tua. And then he talked about Vic Fangio and his departure and made it seem like he didn't expect at any point during the regular season that Vic Fangio would want to leave. And then he said that they had a friendly conversation after the season, and Fangs let him know that he was on his way out.
Didn't enjoy the cake.
He did not. Maybe we should be questioning Mike McDaniel's taste in cakes after this whole situation, right?
Well, if you want to appeal to the older crowd, you can't get cutesy on these cakes that McDaniel was getting cutesy with. You got to like, kind of look at your audience and then super serve them.
Right.
So what kind of cake would Vic Fangio like?
Mm-hmm.
Like a marble cake. A bundt cake, some sort of lemon bundt cake.
Lemon bundt cake, 100%. Not too much frosting. One
right.
One flavor of frosting. Like, it has to be vanilla.
And frosting is for weak people. The more frosting, the weaker you are. So a little bit of frosting.
Right.
Maybe a Jell-O mold.
Right.
If you want to keep things around.
Yeah. Oh, he loves Jell-O, 100%. With fruit inside, right? Like, that's that's an old person.
A lesson learned for Coach McDaniel.
Right. Listen, you live and you learn if you're Coach McDaniel.
And they got this Weaver guy, and he's supposed to be a stud.
Right.
Probably loves cake.
Right. Probably loves cake, huh?
Yeah, he probably loves cake. And most people do.
Why? Yeah. Why do you?
I don't know. Who doesn't? Who doesn't? Who doesn't like cake? Now, if he likes cupcakes, I got an issue with him. I guarantee you Vic Fangio did not like cupcakes.
Mike McDaniel looks like he likes cupcakes, though. Small frame, small hands.
Yeah. But that makes it worse for the cupcakes. I'm talking about the big cutesy ones, where they're almost like the Bloody Marys, where they're doing so much stuff on top of the cupcake, there's no way to eat it.
I had one of these like gourmet donut chains the other day. Somebody sent a box. And I know I've told you this. I've shared this take on the air before, Hawk, but like enough with the gourmet donuts, because it's a dozen donuts. Each donut weighs 2 pounds. What am I supposed to do with a glazed donut with a cream filling on top now, a chocolate top, fruits on top with an Oreo in the middle? Like what?
A full Oreo. Full Oreo.
It's turned into a dinner. I need a fork and a knife to eat this.
You ever been to this Crumble Cookies?
I have been to Crumble.
So there was a news story yesterday, and I thought the guy's tweet about it was so right on. Crumble Cookies has announced layoffs due to, quote, change in sales patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy tweets, the business reporter, imagine thinking a 1900 caloric nuke was a sustainable food model. Of course you need to lay people off, because after you've had one or two 2,000 calorie cookies on a random Tuesday night because there's a Crumble Cookies near you, you go to yourself, I think I need to throttle this back a little bit.
But there was this era where cookies were the hot thing, And all
they're
these,
still hot.
All
they're
these gourmet
hot.
Cookie shops were popping up yeah. all over South Florida.
Remember we did the Javon Holland cookie. He did right. his blueprint.
Right. But those were just large cookies. Like, I don't remember all this fancy stuff on top of the cookie. It was just a large
they
cookie.
They have it at Blueprint, though. Like, all these, the blueprints and the crumbles and the insomnia cookies, they have, like, you know, 15 different flavors every month. I saw a great, I don't know if it was a tweet, but it was, this is so ripe with comedy. Hey, before dinner, you want like 15 or 16 chunks of mozzarella cheese? I'll just cut them up for you. No. How about I bread it and deep fry it?
Uh-huh.
All right. Give me an order of that. Like, we sit there and we'll eat cheese sticks or cheese curds like it's normal. But if it wasn't deep fried and battered and it was just cheese, you'd go, no, this is like, I'm not going to put all this cheese in my system.
But Hawk, it's the same idea of chips. Like, hey, are you in the mood? You're at a Mexican restaurant. If the waiter comes by and they're like, hey, are you in the mood for 15 tacos? Taco shells. Just taco shells. Or tortillas. Nah, I'm good. Why would I eat 15 taco tortillas? Okay, what if we cut them in fours and deep fry right. them and put a
put
load
them in
of
this basket here.
Put a load of salt
on it. And I'm
going to
put a little green verde next to it.
Uh-huh. And you're like, oh, of course.
Sign but I saw up. Someone say that once about, like, you know how you have bread before a meal?
Yeah.
Like, think about at Cheesecake Factory. You get a loaf of brown bread. You get a loaf of sourdough bread, right? Now, think you're cooking dinner at home. As you're cooking dinner. You know what? I'm making a big spaghetti, spaghetti and meatballs for everyone. As I'm cooking, I'm just going to knock down a loaf of bread. Like, what?
You would never.
But if I'm sitting at the table, like, oh, do you want more bread? Yeah, because we've only had two loaves of mm-hmm. bread. I'd like to get some more over here before I have my meal.
It's one of the things that surprised me about Europe.
Ooh, Marlins 7-1.
Ooh. You sit down at any restaurant in the United States, right, Hawk? You sit down at any restaurant. They bring you the largest possible cup of water ever. Without you asking, you sit down, everybody gets a huge cup of water. Everybody. And then throughout the evening, even if you're not drinking that water, they'll come by, they'll refill that water at a restaurant. In Europe, like, they come by, they say, do you want still or sparkling water? They bring you one bottle, they leave it on the table, and if you want more water, you have to ask for more water. But
Japan, when we were in Japan, you couldn't get a napkin, let alone a glass of water. They just, it's like, well, how much do you want to drink, sir? No, you got to bring me more water. What are you, do you have an illness? No, you got to keep bringing me water.
It's funny, man.
So, anywho,
McDaniel, figure it out with the cakes, all right? You want to keep your coordinators around, figure it out. He had one more thing to say on special teams coordinator Danny Crossman. Now, usually I wouldn't care about a special teams situation, but there were a couple games last season where Dolphins special teams was a bit rocky. He said, Fiorenis tweeted this out, Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel said the special teams results aren't where the team wants, but he still feels Crossman is the appropriate coach to fix them.
Okay.
All right, Doc. Your weather.
He just doesn't want a lot of changeover if he can help it. That's my guess. Mm-hmm. I don't think he really wanted to change defensive coordinators. I think he wants some stability in the coaching ranks, and so keep as many as he can.
Also, it's special teams. I mean, does it really matter? Right? Does it really matter? I mean, we could break it down if. You know, there's going to be somebody out there. Of course it matters. Like, Joe Rose might do four segments on special teams. But does it really matter?
We can do it on fried mozzarella.
Oh, for sure. For sure. You ever get the mozzarella sticks, but they're in squares?
Yeah, I like it better when they're in the triangles. A very thin triangle. They call it, they make it, or sometimes a half moon. And it's classier. It's not a mozzarella stick. It's like a fried mozzarella. Sometimes they'll call it a deep fried ravioli at times. Like,
see, to me, that's so cutesy. Just give me the damn stick. I know what I'm getting into. And I know I'm going to bite into it. and that first bite is going to burn every part of my mouth, and it's going to make the rest of my experience of the mozzarella sticks less enjoyable, but I want it that way every single time. Don't give
Isn't
it to me
funny?
In a square.
It's like, hey, before a pizza, would you like to knock down an entire package of Sargento cheese sticks? Right? Like string cheese.
Uh-huh.
Why would I eat that? Why? An entire pack before a pizza? Like, I wouldn't eat an entire pack as a snack. Like, a snack is one string cheese. One stick. Hmm. You're going to deep fry it and bread it? Yeah, bring me a pack of those cheese sticks. What? It's strange what we'll do.
Yeah. So good, though, man.
It is so good.
So good.
Show me a person who doesn't like mozzarella sticks. I will show you an enemy of the state.
Jimmy, open up the Uber app. Uber Eats us some mozzarella sticks right now. I'm not even kidding. Right now. And some Entenmann's cookies. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7, 866-954. More. Beautiful day in South Florida. And the Marlins are down 7-1 in spring training, if you didn't know by now. That's your weather.
Yeah, we will put Josh Appel on the hot seat in the next segment regarding the Marlins and what's going on today. Why are they down 7-1?
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Smoke your grape swisher sweets if you got them.
Hawk and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I mean, all right. We have breaking news?
We do.
Is it going to be the Marlins' final score? Because I just got that push notification.
Nah, don't be silly.
What is the breaking news?
Ooh. The Mets beat the Marlins 7-1 in spring training.
Yeah. I guessed it. It is final. Josh Appel is with us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Josh Appel is the public address announcer for the Marlins. Marlins open the season March 28th at Lone Depot Park. You will hear the booming voice of Josh that afternoon and all Marlins season long. What went wrong today?
I didn't watch. What went wrong is that the Mets scored more runs than the Marlins did.
Fair enough. Let's move on. Do you do vocal exercises heading into a season?
I do not.
You don't?
No.
You have no idea what would be healthy or unhealthy for your voice because that is your tool. That's your instrument.
Yep, no idea. And I wonder if there's any correlation with that to the long list of voice cracks that I keep on my phone throughout the season.
Hmm.
Maybe there's some correlation there. Who knows?
Well, perhaps you should take this coming season more seriously and do a couple of vocal exercises. Go ahead, Jimmy. Tell him what to do.
I don't want to listen to Jimmy. No.
Well, that's good, because Jimmy was not paying attention at all. He has no idea what I asked him to do.
I'm 90% sure Jimmy fell asleep in the last segment, and I'm not kidding. I saw him doze off. And
really?
Then, like,
I want to go back and watch that video.
Okay, I marked it.
I did not fall asleep.
Yeah,
did you fall asleep in the last segment, Jimmy?
I did not.
Which part did you zone out on? Mozzarella sticks?
No. I love mozzarella sticks.
All right, just checking.
Normally, I'd come with the defense of Jimmy, but Jimmy trashed me after
Yeah, so you filled in for us last week. We were gone for a couple days. You filled in for a couple days. Alex Donnell filled in for a day. And I asked Jimmy when we got back, who did you get along with better? He said Dono, without any hesitation.
Crazy.
Would you like to address this, Appel?
I brought in Jimmy on every single discussion in every segment. I praised his
That I'd like to talk with you about.
Listen, it's the week after the Super Bowl. There was nothing going on. I had to talk to somebody. And then I hear the bit that you guys, or the bit of the show that you did with Jimmy, asking him who he enjoyed more. And he said, yeah, Josh involved me more in the show than Dono did. And yet, when you pressed him, he still chose Dono as a superior fill-in. And look, I love Dono. Dono and I go way back. Excellent, excellent host. But Jimmy, this was the ultimate betrayal. It really was.
Jimmy, would you like to stand back on your opinion from last week and reverse it?
That's his opinion. Now that I'm here, no, I know what his real thoughts are. I don't want it.
All right. Would you like to apologize, Jimmy?
I'm sorry, Josh.
Okay.
That was it, huh? Okay.
Yeah. All right. We've got a long way to go to repair this relationship, Jimmy.
Give us a little sample of what we're going to hear when Tim Anderson comes to the plate, Appel.
You know, it's funny because I've been trying to figure out how I was going to announce his name. We've had an Anderson before, and I did it kind of long, but it's a short first name, one syllable. So, all right, here we go. Now batting the shortstop, number 7, Tim Anderson.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. I like the way you do the Anderson. That's good.
You're
going to miss Garrett Cooper, right?
I'm going to miss Cooper.
That was one of your favorite announcements, right?
Yeah, it was. Mm. Going for back a few years, but he signed with the Cubs. So if he makes the team and they come to, when they come to Lone Depot Park, I may have to do the visiting version of.
Oh, interesting.
Cooper. Yeah.
And you would, that's only reserved for a couple of fan favorites every now and then. And
exactly.
Give him that honor.
Absolutely.
I love Coop, but he's in that conversation where when he returns, he gets, you know, the PA guy to say his name, like if he was still on the team.
There will absolutely be a tribute video for Garrett Cooper when he returns for the first time.
Huh.
And I will give him one Cooper.
Yeah, he earned that. Did you ever hear our montage of Corey Dickerson when he got traded from the Marlins?
I mean, it's one of my favorite montages we've ever put together.
All right, then I'm not going to waste anyone's time with it. Don't worry about it, Solana. Maybe we'll do it in the 4 o'clock hour. Okay. I just wanted to make sure because we give our own tribute videos ourselves or tribute audio. But Garrett Cooper would deserve one, Solana. You're not going to argue that.
You think so? I mean, I'm not hating on Koopa Loop. Like, I love Koopa Loop.
Sounds like you are.
But I don't, you know, when I think of when the Heat bring back players and Mike B is going to say, you know, welcome back to the Kaseya Center, Mario Chalmers. I mean, he's a two-time NBA champion with your organization. You know, they're not giving anybody that type of treatment.
And Coop was an all-star.
Two-time playoff appearances, right?
Hmm. One in 2020. They traded him in the middle of the season last year.
Hmm. Last year?
Yeah, but he had some huge hits on the way to the trade deadline.
Well, that it changes my whole bit because I didn't realize that he was. I thought he was gone after the season. I had no idea who was going in the middle.
He was
of the
gone
season.
Midseason. That was a tough one.
Well, there's our Marlins preview. Yeah, tell us about Jesus Luzardo, who's going to get the nod opening day. Tell us about the rotation. In all honesty, tell us about the rotation. We know Sandy is going to be out for a while, but
they have so much starting rotation depth. It's crazy, even without Sandy Alcantara, even after they traded Pablo Lopez before last year, and the leaps that Luzardo and friend of the show, I guess both are friends of the show now because we had Luzardo on while you guys were out. You guys also have Braxton Garrett on a few times. Like the leap that those two guys made last year, they started both playoff games. Eury Pérez will have a bit more leeway to pitch this year, and he'll start on the roster on opening day. Luzardo,
when you say he'll have a bit more leeway, so he's not just part of the rotation for the entire season?
He is, but he will still be on an innings limit. He's going to be 21 years old, and he sits 99. I mean, you got to protect that arm a little bit. But they may find themselves in a similar situation to last year where they are fighting for a playoff spot again and have to make a difficult decision with what they do with Eury Pérez. But you look at a top three of Luzardo, Garrett, and Pérez, and then hopefully a healthy Trevor Rogers, who was an all-star his rookie season.
Another friend of the show, by the way.
Really?
T-Rodge. Mm-hmm.
His all-star season. We tried to jump on board that train and then he stunk afterwards. So we have forgotten him.
Well, he got hurt. And hopefully he's healthy. Everything seems like he's on track to be in the rotation. And then Edward Cabrera, who if he gets his control issues that he had last year down, he's got great stuff that like rivals really any, like for a fourth or fifth starter in your rotation, is really good talent-wise. And then you go even below that, they're trying to make A.J. Puck a starter. He threw two hitless innings today against the Mets. Ryan Weathers, who was really good at the end of the season against the Pirates for the Marlins, he's like...
Cueto still on the team?
Johnny Cueto is not on the team anymore.
All right.
But it's exciting. And Jesus Luzardo announced today as the opening day starter, South Florida kid. Like, it's a really cool story. And I hope that more people recognize, like, just like he said today, I think with Tobin and Leroy, that his dad used to pick him up from school to go to Marlins spring training and to Marlins opening day. And here he is in 2024 as the Marlins opening day starter. Really cool.
So is Chris Volstad on the outside looking in?
Come on, that's funny.
Can I give you my two Chris Volstad memories?
No. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
One of them, he was the pitcher who threw behind Nigel Morgan.
That was a great question. You gotta acknowledge.
Yeah, I mean, the
Cueto, I thought that was funny. Volstad funnier, much funnier.
There are so many great names from those mid to late 2000 and like early 2010 Marlins teams, like in the old stadiums.
I was gonna go with Anibal Sanchez, but I think, is he still in the league? Anibal Sanchez? Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Josh's setup there, too. It sounded like he became a robot. And then...
I think the Marlins...
And then you Volstatted him. you threw off his entire internet with Chris Volstad.
You're back, buddy. You're back.
I'm back. All right. Yeah. I don't know what just happened.
Yeah. It was odd.
I got this whole new setup, and I'm so excited about it, and it craps out the first time I'm back on with Hawk.
Possible that the Marlins cut you off, that they've got you on a tight leash.
Maybe. You never know. They're listening.
Never know.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. Chris Volstad memories.
He was the guy who threw behind Nigel Morgan, the big brawl Marlins Nationals, where Gabby Sanchez clotheslined him.
One of the greatest Marlins memories of all time.
Yeah.
I hung up on my grandmother. We were on the phone when that happened, and I hung up on my grandmother.
Understandable.
I'll never forget it.
Jimmy, you're a big Marlins fan. Is the Gabby Sanchez clothesline one of your favorite Marlins memories?
Oh, that was wonderful.
Yeah.
I was at that gate, too.
You were?
Yeah, I was working it.
You were security?
I was security.
Love that.
That was awesome.
What if we were doing, you know, top 10? I mean, I don't think we could put together a top 10. I'm sure Appel could, but I don't think Hawk, Jimmy, or I could.
Sure we could.
A top 10 Marlins moment of just the last decade?
Oh, the last decade.
Uh-huh. That'd be difficult.
I don't even
right
know if that Gabby Sanchez was in the last decade, was it?
Yeah, because he played in the, actually, I don't know. Right, 24. It's 2024, so we're going back to from 2014 until now.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, there are great individual moments. I mean, Giancarlo Stanton won an MVP in the last 10
I was
going
to say, well, no, but moments.
Yeah.
Actual, but like an on-field moment.
I mean, when he...
launched a ball out of the park.
Yeah, in the big 60 home run season or whatever he ended up finishing.
No, but a moment. You keep talking about season. Like,
yeah, I'm saying like that specific home run.
Right. Like a Gabby Sanchez clothesline is a moment.
Jose Fernandez fighting the entire Atlanta Braves after hitting a home run.
Yeah, that was
Thank
good.
You. Jimmy has researched it. Anibal Sanchez announced his retirement in 2023. So there you go. We have an answer.
Is that a Marlins moment of the last decade?
Well, no, when you slightly disconnected there, Solana was trying to figure out if Anibal Sanchez was still in the league or not.
No, he was not terrible as an innings eater for the Nationals at the end there.
In all honesty, though, are there expectations with the Marlins this season? Because they were a playoff team, but, you know, they got rolled by Philadelphia in the playoffs. But they were a playoff team. I don't know if they exceeded expectations wildly last season, and we need to temper it a little bit, or is that the expectation going into the season?
People like to say they had a rough offseason. Really, their only loss from last year's team is Jorge Soler. And I'm not trying to downplay that, because that's still 35 home runs that the Marlins will have to replace. But we just talked about the pitching rotation, how deep they are there. They're getting Anthony Bender back and a couple other guys in the bullpen that should make that part of the team stronger. You'll get a full season of Jake Berger. You'll get a full season of Josh Bell. Tim Anderson, there's a lot of upside there. 1 year, $5 million for a guy who had a down year last year, but a lot of that was due to injury. And he also had the unfortunate down goes Anderson thing in
one of the greatest memories in the baseball season last season. One of the most memorable moments in the entire baseball season last year.
But we don't have to talk about that. You've got Luis Arraez.
Sure, he's not going to want to talk about it.
And I will not bring it up with him. They improved at catcher. Brian De La Cruz broke out last year, hit about 20 home runs. If Jazz Chisholm stays healthy in center, like, there's obviously a lot of ifs, but there are a lot of ifs with every season. They should be competing for a playoff spot again. I that's how I see it. They're talented enough. And I, like I said, the only major loss from last year's team is Jorge Soler and obviously Sandy's injury, but they've got depth with the starting pitching. And I think
somebody texts in, and I was going to ask you this as well. What's going on with Sixto Sanchez? And then the follow-up is, have you ever heard Solana's song about Sixto Sanchez?
I've never heard the song.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
We're not.
Sixto.
No, we are getting somewhere.
We're not.
Now, yes.
The Sixto phenomenon is fascinating to me because when he first burst onto the scene with the Marlins after they acquired him for Real Muto.
Hence, we have a song about him.
Yeah, he was unreal in that playoff run in 2020, and then he got hurt. There was talk that he would come back sometime in the middle of 2021, and we're still waiting for him to come back. And there are a lot of extenuating circumstances with him and his preparedness, and Mel Stottlemyre Jr. and Skip Schumacher have been blunt about it at the start of spring training. Like, it's now or never with him. And he looked decent in his live BP session the other day, was touching 93, 94. Maybe there's something there. I don't know. I'd like to see him throw in a game above double A at some point.
Well, when the Sixto Sanchez mania was going on,
Hawk, just so you know, because I don't want you to set this up, it didn't make the transfer.
You're
over.
A liar, and I'm going to set it up, and you're going to play it. You're
I
know, a liar.
I could put it in. I just need a second, is all I'm saying.
Come on.
I just need a
you
second.
You don't have the Sixto Sanchez song ready to go at a moment's notice.
It didn't make the transfer over from our old studio into this one, but I can. I'm just telling you, I could put
okay,
it in right
yeah,
now.
Okay, yeah, go get it. Go okay, get it. Yeah, we'll play it in the top of the hour at 4 o'clock. You don't have to get it. Like, we'll play it at the top of the hour.
I could put it in 20 seconds. I just need a second here.
This
to put it
makes
in.
Solana cringe. I'm not lying here, Appel. This is one of the worst things he's ever produced
one of?
In his life.
This is the worst and, thing I've ever produced.
He didn't know it until he played it for me and Crowder. And our eyes popped out like cartoons. Like, we could not believe that, because the concept was great. There's a song, Noche de Sixto. Noche de Sexto.
Noche de Sexo.
And
nailed it.
Solana turned it into Noche de Sixto. And it was a brilliant idea. When I tell you that you're going to hear Solana, is it rapping? I don't know what it is. It's a weird
spoken word, Hawk. Spoken word.
It's a weird talk singing in a breathy, creepy fashion. And I don't know. And he put no effect behind it, right? Am I like there's a lot of things going on here, Solana.
How early was this in his tenure as producer?
It was not early. It was not early. And it wasn't like the concept was, I mean, when was Sixto Sanchez? When
2020.
When right? did he break out?
Yeah, 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is nothing that Solana ever wanted to hear again. No one has been rooting against Sixto Sanchez more than Alejandro Solana, because as long as he's in the minors and not playing, he doesn't have to revisit Noche de Sixto.
Man, whoever texted in that question about Sixto Sanchez, I hope you
it
have the worst
day
ever.
It has to be someone who hates you.
Yeah.
It has to be someone who hates you.
I hope you have the worst day
ever. Because
they
didn't have a real question about Sixto Sanchez.
Today, less than 24 hours after the Miami Heat have the most exciting win of the season, all I'm thinking about is coming in and talking about Jaime Jaquez Jr., and Kevin Love, and now I have to revisit one of the most cringeworthy moments of my radio career.
Yeah, it's rough. All right, here's what we'll do. We'll take a break with Josh Appel. We'll come back. We'll have the 4 o'clock hour. We'll get headlines, and we'll give you cat talk and the stock market report, 50 minutes of heat, all that good stuff. But we will play Noche de Sixto for you and get a live reaction from Josh Appel, the Marlins public address announcer. This is, I am telling you, this is a 4 o'clock hour you will not want to miss. We'll take a break. 4 o'clock hour is next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, beat it!
Hawk and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.